This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
So it's time for us to get into our Friday feature called Plugged In. And today we're in conversation with CCDU therapist Vanessa Da Trindade. And she's going to talk to us about all things mental wellness and mental health. Good morning, Vanessa. Welcome to The Main Switch. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Komotso. Thank you so much for having me as your guest.
Lovely. So, I mean, let's just get straight into it. What is mental wellness or mental health?
So, I'm glad to be actually addressing this topic today. So, I'm just going to give you a brief background into what mental health is and go into much further of the discussion.
Okay, great.
So, in essence, the vision of mental health is a co-creation and implementation of strategies to enhance the mental, the emotional well-being of all the students. This vision, right, lies in parallel with the CCDU's Counseling and Career Development Unit's mission of providing our clients with a professional career and psychological advocacy in employment services to optimize their potential. Okay? It sounds like a mouthful, but as I break it down and unpack it more, you clearly understand. Are you still with me, Philip?
I am with you indeed. It does sound like a mouthful indeed.
Definitely. I'm going to break it down.
Cannot wait.
So on a broader spectrum, mental health is about prevention, supportive intervention, collaborative programs, and advocacy. So if we're actually going to look into all the themes or topics that you might be covering on your show, mental health will then be the umbrella term for what all the themes would fall into, whichever way you look into it, right? And I'm actually glad that we're doing this because, obviously, it is vital for us to enhance the awareness and the supportive services that we do provide for the VET students approaching mental health month, which is in October. That being said, I'm going to address what is mental health and what isn't mental health. It's quite vital for the students to understand the difference because there's been a lot of misinformation, misunderstanding about what it is.
Okay.
Mental health is important. Mental health is not a sign of weakness. But mental health is part of humanness. It's an interchangeable term. Mental health is something everyone has. Right? Mental health is not shameful, although it is really sensitive, and a lot of people who experience any sort of mental health aspects feel really shameful about it. Mental health is real. It is not fake news. But when somebody says, there is something that I'm feeling and I'm not understanding, I suppose it's a mental health issue, they're being real. They are not faking it. Mental health is something to take care of. It's not just a feeling good all the time. And this is another misconception, is that often students think I don't have mental health issues because I feel good all the time. Mental health is broader than just that. It's intrinsically linked to your physical and even spiritual health. Mental health is not always something negatively on your mind as well. Are you still with me, Komoto?
I am definitely still with you. Can you hear me?
So I just thought I'd highlight to you a little bit about the basics of what it is and what it isn't.
Okay.
On a more psychological platform, mental health refers to your cognitive, behavioral, emotional well-being. So how we think, how we feel, how we behave.
Okay.
Okay. So how you think about a specific aspect will obviously link to how you feel about a specific aspect.
True.
And how you behave towards it.
That is true.
Making sense?
Making sense so far, yes. I'm with you.
Great. So the World Health Organization describes mental health as a state of being, realizing your abilities, your coping abilities to everyday stresses of life, work productivity, be able to make a contribution to your community. Okay? So it doesn't just mean there's an absence of a mental diagnosis or there's an absence of a disability. It's about actively avoiding conditions. Sorry, it's not just about avoiding the active conditions, but it's also seeking ongoing wellness and happiness. And for me, that is really at the core of it. It's an ongoing process. We're continually working on ourselves to feel whole, to feel well, to feel happy, to feel content. Brief, that's mental health. I just want to add, we often confuse mental health and mental wellness. Okay, mental wellness is then categorized as an individual's ability to fulfill a number of functions or activities such as learning, managing a range of positive or negative emotions, forming and maintaining healthy relationships with the self and others, as well as coping and managing with change and uncertainty. Based on the current COVID pandemic, obviously, that is playing quite a big impact in our lives. Adjusting, managing change, and the uncertainty. In brief, that's mental health and mental wellness.
Oh, we learn every day. To be quite honest, I use those words quite interchangeably. I didn't know there was much of a difference.
Yeah, so they use it interchangeably. But to explain it in a more brief, simple way, mental health will then be the umbrella and mental wellness will fall under mental health.
Okay, and just before I let you go, Vanessa, I need to ask this one. You know, in different cultures, especially mm-hmm. with men, they are often encouraged not to show their emotions, you know? And mm-hmm. then we know that women are inherently called emotional. So how do such stereotypes actually hinder addressing mental health particularly?
They would. I mean, it creates the sense of, again, what I was trying to address in the beginning, that it's fake news, that it's not real. That you're faking your feelings, that it's just it's in your mind, right? It's a sign of weakness. So we really, as peers as well, we need to show compassion, love for those with a mental illness or experiencing aspects of mental health, right? Talk about it openly, like you guys are doing, and I'm really grateful for your show. Be positive about being a positive role model for mental health, right?
Yes.
Encouraging each other in terms of physical, mental strength. Educate yourself and others regarding mental health, mental wellness. Ask questions. Get informed. Just remember, there isn't a silly question when it comes to mental health and mental wellness. It's all about learning, right?
Yes.
And we need to definitely avoid the labels and the stereotypes. It's true. Socially, men are obviously socialized not to show emotion, but they are human beings, aren't they?
They are. They are.
They are made of similar biological functional organs as we are.
Indeed.
So they would feel too.
Yeah, no, they definitely, definitely would. Thank you so much for your time. I do think that this is an important conversation, Vanessa. And I think the more we talk about it, then the less shameful we can be of expressing our emotions.
Definitely. Yes. This really creates a beautiful platform for us to express, talk, discuss, explore, and learn from each other. And it's really about self-acceptance, because we're all different. But the more we talk about it, the more we are content with what we are experiencing and accept that we are unique. Obviously, there are different activities that one can do to keep well in terms of mental health.
Yeah, I mean, especially at such times we are faced with this pandemic and our families and close friends and everyone we know are passing away on a daily basis. The conversation mm-hmm. around mental wellness is really important. Thank you so much, Vanessa, for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Khumotsor, and thank you for having me, and thank you to your listeners.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or streams by www.vofm.co.za.